Hi, my name is Mark Schweigert. I'm a member of the OGDI team. Welcome to Getting Started with OGDI. OGDI is an initiative led by the Microsoft US Public Sector Developer and Platform Evangelism team. It's an open source starter kit with source code and all that uses the Windows Azure platform to make it easier to publish and use a wide variety of public data from government agencies. To get the source code for OGDI, you simply go to ogdi.codeplex.com. If you go to ogdisdk.cloudapp.net, what you'll find is a live running example of the OGDI starter kit source code deployed to Windows Azure. When you look at the source code, you'll find that it's made up of three core pieces: the data loader, which is the piece that helps you get data into Windows Azure; the data service, which makes the data stored in Windows Azure available publicly using a REST-based web service that implements the Open Data Protocol; and finally, the interactive SDK, which is a user interface on top of our data service that allows you to do a number of things. So let's switch over to a local instance of the version of the interactive SDK that'll be available at the time of publishing this video. The purpose of this interactive SDK is to give developers a place to learn about OGDI and how to build applications that leverage the OGDI data services, as well as provide a user interface to browse the data exposed by the OGDI data services. So let's start browsing the data. I'll click the Browse the Data link here, or you can just select the Data tab. What you'll notice is that we provide the facility to logically organize your data sets into what we call containers. And so in this example deployment of OGDI running up in Windows Azure, we have three example sets of data. Data from the District of Columbia, from the General Services Administration, and the New America Foundation. And within each one of them, we're able to further refine down to high-level categories within the data set. So for example, I can click Public Safety here, and I select Crime Incidents. And when I click Crime Incidents, we'll be brought to our data browser page. Once familiarized with OGDI, this is the place where most people will spend their time in the interactive SDK. So before we dig into the capabilities of the data browser, let's go back to the data catalog. And just to hit home the concept that the data catalog and data browser are just user interfaces on top of the OGDI data services, let's bring up a second browser. And we'll use a nice little arrow snap feature in Windows 7 to highlight this. So I'm going to actually go to our public example of the data service. So again, remember that OGDI is a starter kit. The idea is that you would take the source code and deploy your own instance of the OGDI source code into Windows Azure. So this data service that you're looking at is just example data. So our example data service is ogdi.cloudapp.net, and then we have a versioning scheme, so we'll start off at V1. And notice that what we get back is an AtomPub service document that tells us what data service endpoints are available. We have District Columbia, GSA, and NAF, and that corresponds to what's in this drop-down here. And so I can come in here and I can highlight DC, copy it, and just tack it on to this URL, and then you'll see that that corresponds to the items available in this table. So if I want to go over to Crime Incidents, I simply type Crime Incidents, and what I'm actually doing in the browser is navigating our REST-based Web Services API to query for all the crime incidents in DC. And what we get back is an AtomPub document that has all the crime incident information for DC. Alright, so back to the interactive SDK. One of the things you'll notice about the new release of the Interactive SDK is that we've implemented bookmarking. And this is really helpful because you might come into the Interactive SDK, you might be navigating around, you find the data that you're looking for, and you want to share this link with somebody. Well, you can just come in here and do a Control-C and email that link to anyone. If I paste it in the browser, you'll see that it actually brings up that specific view of this page as I navigated through it. And of course, you can bookmark that, add it to bookmarks, etc. All right, so let's get back to crime incidents. So the initial load of the data browser page will give you all the data for the data set that you selected. Now, because end users don't like to scroll through lists and lists of data, we chose to implement paging in the ISDK. But what's important to understand is that the code behind this page is just making a call to the data service. Right? And in fact, you'll notice this filter expression. What we give you inside the data browser is the ability to refine your results based on a query syntax. So I can, for example, come in here and say, you know what, I want all the comma incidents whose offense is equal to theft. If I click run, you'll notice a few things. First, now we only have crime incidents whose offense is equal to theft. Also, we can actually see the query that was passed off to the data service. If I click on it, we get just the subset of data that is theft information. This is what's really different about the approach we're trying to promote with OGDI. Many government organizations are simply publishing XML files, or publishing CSV files, or publishing KML files. But they are just batched up files that are forced to be downloaded. This is a living, breathing web service that has a query language that allows folks to interactively and programmatically get at the data that they want without having to download the files, ingest it into their own system just to get some value out of the data. This service is live in the cloud, available for any web developer to consume and integrate this data in their application. The good news is that we didn't dream up this query capability. OGDI is based on the Open Data Protocol. To learn more about the Open Data Protocol, or OData, you can simply go to odata.org. One of the many great things about the Open Data Protocol is that it specifies a query syntax for REST-based data services. And this dollar filter here that we just put into the text box uses that query syntax. So let's say I want to come in here and I can further refine this and say and. Let's put some parentheses around there. Let's say shift is equal to day. Right. So now we're asking for all of the crime incidents in DC that are thefts that happened during the day. And there we have our refined result set. So having a live, programmatically queryable data service in the cloud is essential to the concept that we're trying to promote here with OGDI. But ultimately, you want to do something with that data. So in our data browser here, we show you how you can take that data and map it onto a Bing map. We also show you how you can take that same data and throw it up on a chart, for example. So let's say we want to create a chart based on district. So let's go back over to the map view. What you'll notice is that on this query to the service, we've attached ampersand format is equal to KML. KML is one of the most popular formats out there for putting information on a map, supported by a number of different mapping technologies. And so, for example, if I click this, I can either save it locally and we can take a look at the KML, or I can select open, which will launch it using whatever application locally here is associated with the KML type. And on my desktop, that happens to be Google Earth. And so what we're seeing here is those same points dropped in on Google Earth. Of course, we can do the same thing here by copying this URL and going to the Bing Maps public website and just pasting in that URL. And again, this is the benefit of data in the cloud, is that publicly available services can gain access to that data. So I'm just using Bing Maps to show that same data. So let's go back to odata.org. And you'll notice there are a number of producers and consumers that understand and speak the Open Data Protocol, both Microsoft technologies as well as third-party technologies. For example, IBM WebSphere has a product that supports and produces OData. If you look at the consumer section, you'll see that there are a number of tools, including things like Excel, as well as developer libraries for everything from JavaScript to PHP to iPhone to .NET for consuming OData. So to highlight the power of using the Open Data Protocol, I'm going to spin up Excel here. And I'll be using something called Power Pivot for Excel 2010. So I'll come over here to the Power Pivot tab, open up our Power Pivot window. I'll go ahead and create a query from a data feed. In this case, I've got my OGDI public example available in this drop-down list. Let me just call this something like OGDI DC. Since Excel understands OData, it's going to give me a nice user interface here. I'll come and find crime incidents. This is just an example to show the power of using web services and open protocols to expose your data in a programmatic way. An end user can come up to this data, consume it, bring it into Excel, and do something really simple like, let's say, grab over a fence. Actually, let's not do that. Let's say district, and let's take a fence. Where'd you go? There you are. And then let's go ahead and allow ourselves to slice it as well. Just for good measure, let's drop in a column chart and bring it over here. And so now it's very powerful for an end user to consume this data and interact with it. And I can come over here and I can start filtering and looking at the information the way that I, as an end user, want to analyze it. All right, so we talked about OData. We talked about AtomPub. We talked about the fact that we support KML. We also support JavaScript object notation. So if you paste this into the browser and you change the format from KML to JSON, and I save this locally, we'll just save this, say, to my desktop as crimeincidents.json.txt. We'll open this up. Now, if you're not a developer and you're not familiar with the JavaScript object notation, don't worry. This is just an example that shows that we do support JSON. And JSON is a very friendly format for AJAX developers. So that begs the question, how does a developer get started? Well, it's fairly similar to how I've already shown you. You come over to the Developers tab, read a little bit about what OGDI is about, how it's structured, the underlying technologies that we use and support, things like AtomPub and JSON and geospatial data, how to consume an OGDI service on various platforms using the various toolkits that are out there. And then you just come back to that same data browser, data catalog experience. You pick the data set that you're interested in, and you just expose the sample code here. We've got samples for .NET developers, for Flex developers, for JavaScript, PHP. You can see the rest here. We also have examples for the map, both in Bing Maps and Google Maps. So hopefully after watching this Getting Started video, you have a general understanding of what OGDI is all about, what we're trying to accomplish and promote with the Starter Kit. Don't forget to get started, go to ogdisdk.cloudapp.net. To get the source code, simply go to ogdi.codeplex.com. Once you've done that, don't hesitate to contact us. You can give us feedback either through our discussions at our CodePlex project. You can file bugs, feature requests, etc. through our issue tracker on CodePlex. And finally, if neither of those options are for you, you can contact us at askogdi@microsoft.com.